Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Thomas Anninger, and our home is just north of Plymouth in South Campton. But we look to Plymouth as our community. And from where we are, we see the whole Groton Ridge from Tenney Mountain all the way to Rumney Village. And I'm speaking in support of both bills, and I'll do my best to make some points that I don't think have been made yet tonight or this afternoon. Every alternate energy source has trade-offs. Wind towers are clean energy. That means no CO2 or very little. The major downside of these wind towers is that they require an enormous amount of space to produce a very small amount of energy. And it's not just ordinary space. It isn't just any space. It isn't space that's been zoned for industrial. It isn't farmland. It isn't residential or prime space. It is our mountaintops. It is those high forests. It is those ridgelines that I think define what is beautiful about New Hampshire. And this is special space that is seen by all of us, and is by my lights, it belongs to all of us. And this is where they say the winds blow. Some people question that. What happened to us was rather sudden. Suddenly this summer, I can't remember when anymore because it's all a bit of a blur, but they started work on the Groton Ridge. We had no warning. They moved fast as if they were afraid of something. The tops of the ridge were cleared, the roads were built in no time at all. We had 24 Groton towers up. We see them all, not just a few of them, we see them all. By then the applicant, Iberdrola, had already gone through the site evaluation committee. We had no idea. I think very few people did. The lawyers, Orrin Reno, and we heard from Mr. Patch today, wrote lengthy submissions to the SEC. That's the Site Evaluation Committee, don't confuse that with the other SEC, which touted the green benefits and minimized all the impacts to the point where it was almost irresponsible. I defy any of you to read fully the submission that Mr. Patch sent to the Site Evaluation Committee. Of course he thinks that's a good process. That's because he got their approval and they approved it and accepted the arguments at face value. That was it. It was very simple, and they moved on to the next case. At the same time the ridge falls, there was one more step in the process that Iberdrola needed. The ridge falls in the confines of the town of Groton. I don't think anybody's really talked about that yet. They needed Groton's approval, and they knew how to get it. The officials of the town of Groton had only one thing in their mind, and that was their self-interest. And they struck a good deal, and you can imagine what that was. The impact on the neighboring towns, such as Plymouth, Rumney, and Campton, those are my towns, is very significant. And yet, it was totally ignored, to answer the question that one of the speakers asked. We had no part in it. So my first point is that the process involving only the SEC, I think a flawed SEC, and Groton, also selfish and self-interested, was totally inadequate. Nay more, I think it was unfair. So what are we talking about now that we have to live with this? These are huge structures that jut into the sky. Others have talked about that. I don't need to tell you. The one thing I want to say is they are not quaint Dutch windmills. I hate that word. They are not windmills. They cost a lot of money to put up. But once up, they are cheap to run. Now, that's not an insignificant point. That means that they will be able to last there for a very long time. Probably my lifetime and that of my children. So the impact is long-term precisely because once they're up, it's nothing to keep them going. How do they fit into this special space that I was talking about up against the sky? Well, you've heard people talk about eyesores. To me, they are gut-wrenching. I need a support group. I need therapy to get over this, and I haven't been able to do it yet. It bothers me. I used to take pictures of my view almost every time I could. I can't do it anymore. But I know there are some who feel differently. Their view is colored, I think, by the illusion that some people talked about, that this is cutting back on our carbon footprint. Of course it's not. It's so de minimis that it's not worth even talking about. Listen carefully to what others have said about that illusion. But I guess I want to leave you with this. Don't take my word for what it looks like. I think you owe it to yourself to drive up there. It's only an hour away. Get off on exit 25. Exit 26 will work too if you miss 25. Take a ride down Tenney Mountain Highway. Take a ride on Fairgrounds Road. Go up my way, go up Beach Hill, and take a ride down Lower Beach Hill Road. Then take a jog back and go to Rumney Village and take a look at how those towers come down the mountain into the valley, and then they are taken over by these enormous, nobody's talked about them yet, these enormous utility poles that are about 50 feet high, at least a third higher than any of the poles you see on a normal New Hampshire road, covered by this thicket of black cables on which no self-respecting crow would ever sit. And think about that. They are awful. Many people dislike the poles more than they do the towers. This is a beautiful state. You need to stop these projects until you get a grip on what this means. The implications run deep. You're talking about a moratorium. A moratorium is temporary. You have control over its duration. These wind towers, the damage is long-term, perhaps permanent. It will outlast everybody in this room. You need to stop this before we destroy what is most dear to us.
Thank you. Richard?